The joke's on me. That is David Bromberg on Radio Free Phoenix. He's here with us now on the phone talking about all sorts of great tunes that he has done in concert out at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Phoenix on Wednesday, the 20th. You know, one of the things I think that sticks with people when they think of David Bromberg, they go, didn't he retire to go to violin making school?
Yeah, I did.
I still hear that a lot.
Well, it's true, and I graduated, too.
And then you went into the art of making violins?
Well, what I started to study and what I'm still studying and doing is violin identification. You know, people bring me things and ask me who made them or what they're worth or where they're from, and I enjoy the mystery. You know, I enjoy solving the mystery when I can.
Now, you have a couple of live albums out there, and one of them was... I actually probably have more than I think, but was it the first one, How Late Do You Play Till?
Well, that's mostly live. I think there's a couple of studio tracks in there.
Oh, okay. How about Sloppy Drunk?
I forget whether it was live or studio. I confess, I don't recall.
I'm sort of looking at it. It might be.
It was live, though.
Oh, okay.
I think that track was live.
Yeah.
Never touch no junk. Just give me a bottle of Jack Daniels, child. I'll go get my ears and slap it drunk. No, I don't want no reefer. I never touch no junk. Just give me a bottle of good Bible. Yes, and I'll go get a slap it drunk. Great God, I got to have my gin. Come on, let's do something nasty, girl, until the pool's breaking. Folks, I love my whiskey. Yes, I do. I got to have my gin. Let's practice that old horizontal touch. Till the falls break in. For sure, you don't drink no less. Our good friend John Furman over there. He's always hungry. He says he don't drink no more. I know for sure. Thank you. Let's go right now. Come on, pack my trunk. I never got no bourbon, God knows, but these blues got me sloppy drunk. Folks, right now I'm leaving Frisco. Come on, pack my trunk. Never touch no whiskey, but the blues, great God, got me sloppy drunk.
That's David Bromberg on Radio Free Phoenix. He's here with us now in the RFP studios online. To me, sloppy drunk or the new Lee Highway Blues or Sharon are really signature tunes for you.
Yeah, I guess they are. I'm cool with that. I like the tunes.
So how did the music industry change for you as we were rolling into the late 70s?
Well, I don't know that the music industry changed, or if it did, I don't know that I noticed. What happened to me is I was touring in a way in which no one tours today, and me and my band may have been the only ones touring that way back then. At one point, I was on the road for 2 years without being home for 2 months, and that's burnout city. Mm-hmm. I just got totally burnt out, and I didn't recognize it as burnout. I didn't think that I would ever be burned out, but that's exactly what it was. It was burnout, and when I was home, I discovered that I wasn't writing, I wasn't jamming, and I wasn't practicing. So I thought that it was over and that I was no longer a musician. And I did not want to be one of these guys beating a dead horse, you know, performing, you know, going around to do shows half-heartedly because he doesn't know how to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are people like that probably still on the circuit. There certainly were back then. And I just didn't want to be a part of that. So I decided it was time to find a new life, and I did.
And you had Reckless Abandon came out in 78, and along that track you had a tune on there called I Want to Go Home.
Yep. That was kind of a spy tune.
Was it?
Yeah, if you listen to it, it's the chorus is we're all in danger, and the atmosphere here is getting stranger and stranger. Yeah, it was kind of, I don't know, it was a big imagination tune, you know, about it could be for any kind of an action movie. There was an action movie rolling in my brain at the time.
Yeah.
That is David Bromberg on Radio Free Phoenix from Reckless Abandon, and I want to go home. And actually, you told me that's how you were sort of feeling there in the late 70s.
Yeah, I was just doing a little too much.
You just wanted to get back to your own house.
Yep.
My Own House was a live album, right? Was that like?
No, there may have been live cuts on it. I don't know that I ever did an album that was all live. Oh, there was something that was recorded on a concert at, I can't tell you where. It was somewhere in New York, because it's one of those places where you have to pay a big fee to record there, and I had no intention of recording there. It just so happened that the sound man decided he would record it, and decades later he handed me a CD with this entire concert on it. And they sell that on my website or at concerts. It's not in any place else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of proud of the thing, because it's the only live stuff that I've heard of mine where I didn't want to change a thing, you know, and I didn't. Didn't touch it. Just put it out just the way it is.
When you do record a live show, do you have second thoughts about how you felt the show went afterwards?
Oh, I always used to agonize over it, but I'm not so big on agonizing anymore.
So you just do it and move on then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't let your deal go down. Don't never let your deal go down. Honey, don't let your deal go down. Your last old dollar's gone. Now it's honey and it's darling when I'm with you, and it's big nasty man when I'm gone. When you see me coming with the $50 bill, it's sweet daddy where you been so long. Well, don't let your deal go down. I never let your deal go down. Well, don't let your deal go down. Your last old dollar's gone. Get them high button shoes, that dress that you wear so fine. Got the slippers from a railroad man, dress from working in the mine. Now don't let your deal go down. Don't never let your deal go down. Baby, don't let your deal go down till your last old dollar's gone. I've been back to sunny Tennessee. Any old place that I hang my hat, child, that's home, sweet home to me. Well, now don't let your deal go down. Don't never let your deal. Don't let your deal. Your last old dollar's gone. Till your last old dollar's gone. Play the cheap beat.
This is Radio Free Phoenix from my own house, and that's David Bromberg, who's here with us today, and Don't Let the Deal Go Down. Another tune on My Own House was Cocaine Blues.
That's an old one. I learned that from the singing of a musician named Luke Jordan. Fairly obscure but wonderful singer, and I don't know what else to tell you about it.
Well, it sounds like one of those that goes way back.
Actually, it's the only cocaine tune, because there are a lot of tunes about cocaine. You know, it was legal to buy it into the 20s, probably into the 30s. But it's the only one that I've heard that sounded like the guy was really doing a bunch of cocaine when he sang it.
I said, come here, mama, don't you take me for no fool. I wouldn't quit your woman while the weather's cool. Around your back door, honey, I will make my creep. Just as long as you earn a 2.5 a week. You know that I've got a gal who works in a rich folks yard. Well, she brings me meal, she brings me love. She brings me meal, she brings me love, she brings me everything that she can steal. I call my Cora, hey, hey. Along comes Sally with her nose all tall. The doctor says she can't sniff no more. I say, run here, doctor, ringing the bell, there's women in the alley. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. Furniture man come to my door last Sunday morning. He asked me, was my wife at home? I said, no, she's been long gone. And then he backed his truck right up to my door, and he took everything I had. He cut it on back to the furniture store. I declare I did feel sad. Oh, what in the world has anybody got to do with a furniture man? If you got no dough to put up a show, you take everything he can. Now take everything from an ugly plant, a skillet to a frying pan. If there ever was a devil without any horns, it must have been a furniture man. I call my Cora, hey gal. Along comes Sally with her nose all tall. The doctor says she can't sniff no more. He says the cocaine's for horses, it's not for men. He tells me gonna kill me, but he don't say when. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine.
That's Cocaine Blues on Radio Free Phoenix with me, Andy Olson, and David Bromberg. And you're coming to town, and you have your first CD out in like 17 years.
Yeah, Guilty.
Guilty, a new record label.
Yeah, they've been very nice to me.
Appleseed seems like to be a good label in all our dealings with them.
They've been great to me. I have nothing but good things to say about them.
So how's the new album going?
This is the only album I've ever done where I received performers' royalties. It's doing very well.
Those royalties come from what source?
From the record company.
The record company?
Yeah.
Are those related to the internet radio or related
to... sales of the record.
Sales of the record, okay. Because before you would just get what...
I got publishing royalties.
Publishing.
But the way it works, I don't think I'm betraying any great secrets in saying that... record companies are rather well known for keeping double books. And every now and then a big artist will decide to sue a record company to examine the books, at which time it's generally found that they were never paid their full royalties. But it's a very expensive process, and it's only worthwhile to do if you've had a lot of sales. Otherwise, it costs as much money as you make on it. So... you know, working with Appleseed, I think that they've been very straight ahead with me, and they've been paying me royalties.
Try Me One More Time, the title track to that. most of these songs are actually cover versions, aren't they, or your own arrangement of a traditional tune?
Yeah, exactly. Most of them are old tunes that I learned here and there, and that really this record, I just sat down in the studio and started playing things, and there was no plan. That's what came out, and I thought it would be a year or two before I had anything I could call an album or a CD out of it, but I'm quite pleased with it, and other people seem to like it as well.
Early this morning, just about fall, my used to be come knocking on my door. She come crying, try me one more time. She was crying, daddy, try me one more time. She said, take me back, try me one more time. She said, I'll give you money, daddy, buy you clothes. I learned something, curl your toes. She was crying, try me one more time. She was crying, try me one more time. Oh, she said, take me back, daddy, try me one more time. I'll buy you clothes, give you money too. I'll do everything a girl could do for you. She was crying, daddy, try me one more time. And she was crying, try me one more time. And she said, take me back, try me one more time. Daddy, I didn't do you right. I swear I'll rock you to sleep, baby, every night. She come crying, try me one more time. She was crying, try me one more time. Well, she said, take me back, daddy, try me one more time. I said, look here, mama, it's a natural fact. It's you quit me, ain't gonna take you back. She was crying, try me one more time. She come crying, try me one more time. Oh, she said, take me back, daddy, try me one more time. She said, take me back, try me one more time.
That is David Bromberg on Radio Free Phoenix, title track to Try Me One More Time. He's in town June 20th, Wednesday, in downtown Phoenix at the Orpheum Theater. We play a number of songs from this, including When First Upon This Country.
Oh, interesting. I learned that from the New Lost City Ramblers, who were traditional musicians, and they were a big source for a lot of us at that time, and they included Mike Seeger and Tom Paley and John Cohen, and the personnel changed a little bit over the years, but it was a fascinating group. They just dug up all kinds of tunes that you never heard.
First unto this country, a stranger I came. I courted a fair maid, Nancy was her name. Well, I courted her for love, but her love I couldn't obtain. Do you think I've any reason or right to complain? I wrote to see my Nancy, I wrote both day and night. I wrote for my Nancy, my own heart's true delight. I wrote to see my Nancy, I wrote both night and day. Till I came upon a gray horse, both plump looking and gay. The sheriff's men had followed and overtaken me, and they carted me away to the penitentiary. Oh, they beat me and they banged me and they fed me on dry beans, till I wished to my own heart I'd never been a thief. With my hands all in my pockets and my cap set on so bold, and my coat of many colors like Jacob's of old. When first unto this country a stranger I came, I courted a fair maid, Nancy was her name. I courted her for love, but her love I couldn't obtain. Do you think I've any reason or right to complain?
When first onto this country, Bromberg on Radio Free Phoenix from the new disc. What's your feeling overall about this record as opposed to some of your earlier things?
I like it a lot. And one of the reasons I like it, I mean, it's I couldn't have made an album like this when I was younger. It's a relaxed record. I'm content with who I am. And that kind of shows in there. It's not like an attempt to do this or an attempt to do that. I'm just doing what I do, the way I do it. And, you know, I mean, if you like what I do, you'll like the record. If you don't, then you won't, you know.
You really do. You have some really relaxed picking on this disc, especially in things like Kind-Hearted Woman.
That's a great tune. You know, some people, one of the interviews I did said, oh, I like the new words you put to that. I said, I didn't put any new words to that. I mean, I referred to California. That's the only new stuff in there. Those are the verses with very little change that Robert Johnson sang. And the guy said, well, he never wrote funny verses. I said, go back and listen again. Robert Johnson did everything. Johnny Shines ran with Robert Johnson, you know, a great blues player, and I was privileged to produce an album of Johnny Shines's back in the 70s. And he has said more than once that, you know, Robert would sing anything he heard, whether you were aware of him hearing it or not, and he might sing a Bing Crosby tune as easily as a blues. So, yeah, he sang some very funny things. Woman, do anything in the world for me.
Boys, I got a kind-hearted woman. Girl, do anything in the world for me. Yeah, but you know these evil-hearted women, oh, they just will not let me be. I was out in California. You know there was a great big rumbling on the ground. I was out in California, people. Oh, the earth was trembling all around. You know them people thought it was a big earthquake coming again. Lord, wasn't nothing but them evil-hearted women trying to run me down. Yes, I got a kind-hearted woman, but she studies evil all the time. Boys, I got a kind-hearted woman. Girl studies evil all the time. You know, she tried to get my best friend to kill me, just so he would have it on his mind. You know there ain't but just the one thing made me want to drink. I swear it's how you treat me. I begin to think, oh, babe, my life don't seem the same. When you call me by some other man's name,
that is David Bromberg from Try Me One More Time on Radio Free Phoenix. It's the new disc. He's with us here right now. And can you give us a little insight on what kind of show we can expect on the 20th here in Phoenix?
Well, as I say, I've got a big surprise in store. That will happen about halfway through my set. The show will be opened by my wife's band called Angel Band, and I play guitar with Angel Band, so I'll be on stage for most of the night. And they're fantastic. I've always, as you know, I started my career as an accompanist, and I love being an accompanist. And this is a group that it's a lot of fun to play behind. So that's how the show will start. And as for what I'm going to play, I don't really know. I've never made up a set list, so it'll be interesting. I'll be as interested to find out what I'm going to play as you are.
So you really just go with whatever feels right at the moment, then.
Yep, and that way every show is different.
Well, thank you so much, David Bromberg, for talking with us here on Radio Free Phoenix, and we will be out in force at that show.
Oh, great!
And looking really forward to it.
Me too.
Thought we would wrap up this whole thing with another fine song from the new disc, Winding Boy.
Yeah, the title is sometimes called Winin' Boy. And the record company was really perplexed. You know, what's the song about? Are you sure it's Winding Boy and not Winin' Boy and so on? And the key to what it's about, actually, is in a line in the chorus, which is, I can pick it up and shake it like sweet stave and chain. And stave and chain was a mythological character with superhuman sexual abilities. It's a song about sex. And I think Winding Boy has to do with a, you know, a winding motion. It makes no sense, wine and boy, or any of the other interpretations.
I think it's a good way to close this whole thing off. Just a great retrospective of David Bromberg music from the past all the way to the present here on Radio Free Phoenix. And thank you. Thank you so much for being with us here today, David. And we'll see you on the 20th, Wednesday, at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Phoenix.
Great.
I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. Yes, I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. Well, I'm your whining boy. Don't you deny my name. Well, I can pick it up and shake it like sweet stave and chain. Oh, I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. Oh, mama, mama, take a look at sis. Oh, mama, mama, take a look at sis. Oh, mama, mama, take a look at sis. She's on the levee doing a double twist. I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. Sister, sister, you dirty little sound. Sister, sister, you dirty little sound. Oh, sister, sister, dirty little sound. You trying to be a bad girl, but you don't know how. I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. Yes, I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. Yes, I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name. Well, I can pick it up and shake it like sweet stave and chain. I'm your whining boy. Don't deny my name.